The Australian Medical Association has written to Prime Minister Scott Morrison and members of the Federal Coalition Government requesting they rethink their policy position on asylum seekers on Nauru, describing it as a humanitarian emergency. President of the AMA, Dr. Tony Bartone, has demanded that up to 100 children and their families be relocated to Australia as a matter of priority. Dr. Paul Burt is a federal counsellor for the AMA and also paediatrician and member of Doctors for Refugees. He told The Wire's Jared McLaughlin that he's seriously concerned about the growing number of refugee children on the island, feeling physically and mentally unwell.
Over the last 2 or 3 months, the numbers that I'm being asked to review and colleagues of mine are being asked to review has escalated dramatically. And not only that, the degree of illness in these children has escalated as well. So the paediatricians have conveyed this to our federal AMA colleagues. Various other members of the AMA have conveyed similar concerns. That is why Dr. Tony Bartone has taken this stance. He's responded to the request from members that the situation is critical, and he is determined that through taking this stance by the AMA that we need a positive outcome. And the positive outcome he is requesting is the removal of all the children remaining on Nauru with their parents and being brought to Australia or to an Australia standard tertiary care.
The president of the AMA has said that he wants to send a delegation of medical professionals from Australia to assess the physical and mental well-being of asylum seeker and refugee children who are in Nauru because of the poor quality of the facilities that are there on the island. Do you think that more should be done by the federal government in terms of its policies?
Yes, I do, and I think, you know, the problem with requesting a delegation is that this may take weeks or months, and whereas maybe 6 or 12 months ago we had weeks or months in reserve, we don't have that amount of time now for these critically unwell children. So, yes, the delegation should go ahead, and that delegation should look at the situation on both Nauru and Manus.
Do you see that the federal government, especially now Prime Minister Scott Morrison, should be doing more in terms of trying to get them the best treatment and adequate medical care to them?
Definitely, absolutely. And, you know, particularly given the Prime Minister's claims to be very involved as a Christian, I think, you know, the onus is on him to bring about a change in a policy which is very non-Christian and which deliberately damages not only children but also adults. But I'm particularly, as a paediatrician, concerned about the damage being done to the children. And yes, I think he should do more. I think it's an absolute disgrace that children continue to be at risk of dying because of an Australian policy. It's just completely wrong. And as a paediatrician, I find it very, very hard to stomach.
Federal Counsellor for the AMA, Dr. Paul Burt, speaking with The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.